This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Dr. Vic, and you're listening to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you here. A lot has gone on since the last time we did a recording. And it's interesting because in the beginning of September, in that first week, it was like September 3rd to the 5th, I was telling a lot of my coaching clients, hey, for the next 7 to 14 days, I really need you to focus on your energy, staying calm, doing the things we've been teaching, breath work and certain things. And if things are coming up, be ready. Emotions are going to come up and down. There's going to be things that are going to pull you out of your centeredness, disrupt your peace. I need you to really hone in. I said, I don't know what's showing up. I don't know what's going to come, but I'm telling you it's going to be happening based upon the energies and other things that I've been paying attention to over the last couple of weeks before that. And the next 14 days was an interesting ride. And now I'm sharing this with all you guys about the next 60 to 90 days is really, really going to be some turbulent energy. And this is not to create fear. If you've been listening to my podcast for a long time, you know I'm not about fear. And it's all about empowerment. But what I'm trying to say is that things are going to be a little turbulent. Now, what does turbulent mean? I'm going to get right into the episode here. Turbulent is going to be the essence of understanding that energies are going to be up and down. You're going to feel maybe exhausted, may have pressure on your head, may have headaches at times. You may have old feelings coming up. Things have been stored deep in you that you don't enjoy, you don't like, you've been trying to resist. Things have to come up and out so that we can have higher level of consciousness, higher vibrational frequencies. And a lot of people have been going through this. I see this mostly with my coaching clients because I do get deep with you guys. Who are my clients, understanding where they are, where's their vibe, what's their thoughts been, where's their energy been, where's their focus at. These are things that we constantly say over and over and over and over because my coaching really is about keeping your vibe where it needs to be. This is why I have clients that do really well and be usually very successful in what they do because they understand when I can get them there to the process. I've had a client, we had to do so much inner work. It took over 2 years. Okay, now he's had growth in there. He doubled, 80% grew his practice, his business in just 8 months. Huge growth. But there was stuff we had to clear out. And then we got him into the flow state and how to flow and the essence of life and focusing on the vibe and how that's so critically important that anything happening in our external world is really just to help us get rid of the junk inside us and whatnot. And now, for the last 5 months, business is growing without him doing no marketing, just showing up and doing what he loves. And I have other clients that are doing the same thing. The key essence why I'm sharing this with you is because this is the essence of what we need to focus on. There's a lot of things that are going to probably happen in the next 60, 90 days. A lot of things that may shock, awe. Humanity is going through this massive shift. Earth has gone through this massive shift. And Earth is shifting its energy, humans are going to do the same thing. And we're seeing this in the universe too. We have some things coming in. We have a comet. We have Atlas 3I or whatever it's called coming in. These are going to affect us. It's energy. If you don't believe in this stuff, that's fine. You don't have to. Science has already proven all this. So I've learned over time now, no point in getting arguments. You either believe it or you don't. But at the end of the day, when like planets align a certain way, when certain things happen, that affects us in some way, shape, or form. And there's a lot that's going to be going on, not only in the stage of life, which you see on TV and what captures people and what people fight about all day long on Facebook and Facebook most of the time I see it. But not only that, even in your world. And I think the first 7 to 14 days when I was telling clients that in September, I think that was more of distractions to pull you away of your energy. Not saying the events are real or not real or whatever has been said, but the second part, I really feel there is going to be big stuff happening and there's going to be a lot of things that are going to try to pull you away, and fear is an easy one. We all have our triggers. I have something that will weaken me up and make me have to really do some work to center, just like everybody else does. Nobody's perfect. Nobody doesn't go through a negative. I used to think this way until I started meeting people, and then I started understanding that all humans have a weakness. We all have a kryptonite that gets to us. It's that one thing. We could be good in so many things, but it's that one thing, right? And so I believe they're going to be coming out in many different ways. And the key element to all this is going to be really you staying centered and focused for these next 60 to 90 days. It's going to be a lot of stuff here that's going to go on. And like I said, this is the time over humanity. Is it a massive shift right now? Now, you may say, if this is the first time you're hearing this, what is this shift? What are we talking about? Consciousness. We're talking about raising to the element to another level, to experience, to let go of fear, and to come back into the driver's seat of your life, to choose what it is that you want to experience, to choose peace, joy, bliss, and happiness, and understand really your power. I really believe that's what it's all coming back to. This is why I created a 10-week online course. The reason why I felt a calling to get this course out last year and dragged my feet a little bit on it, to be honest, and I was letting other things get in the way. And then by like May, June, it was like, hey, you need to get this out and get it done. And so I was like, all right, we're just going with it. And we did. If you want to learn more about that course, it's in the show notes called Unlock Your Greatness. And I take you through the process of how to be more centered. It's part of my coaching that I teach my coaching clients on how to let go and trust. Trust the universe, trust God, trust whatever you want to call it. It does not matter. Too many people get hung up on labels, and that's your ego. It's your ego honing in on whatever it is. And I try to teach people, like, it doesn't matter the label. It really doesn't. Some people say Jesus. Okay, great. If you like Jesus, go with Jesus. If you like Buddha, go with Buddha. If you like Krishna, go with Krishna. If you like whatever it is, it doesn't matter. The stuff all applies the same. Whatever helps you raise your consciousness level. Whatever it is that you believe or whatever works for you, follow that. That's the key essence of what you want to look at when you want to follow it. So, that being said, these next 60 to 90 are going to be challenging. You're going to have old stuff come up. Truth is going to come through. We have to get this stuff out so that we can rise to another level and experience more of joy, more bliss, more peace and calm, centeredness. These are critical elements of where we are in life right now. So we're going for a ride, and it's going to be an interesting one. And I could feel the energy. I talk to people. I talk to friends, and they feel like something's going to bust. Some are awakening. Some are having massive meltdowns. Like their world is being shattered to what they thought was. And I think it's a beautiful process. I've been there. I know how that feels. My first journey, I remember I couldn't sleep. I've had a couple of them, to be honest. But the first one, actually, my first one was when I was 19, but the big one that where I lost sleep, I was scared. I didn't understand. 2007, and my whole world, seeing the constructs of government, health, things not being really told like they should be, who's really the powers to be, and got me down a rabbit hole, and I was happy I had the fear kick in because it inspired me to want to research history. And I've researched a lot of history. Not that I'm an expert in it, because I'm not. But I've researched a lot of history, understanding where do things come from? Why do we have certain things? Well, what if I was told all my life that the history I was told actually isn't true? Now, maybe some parts of it are. But like going back to, you know, thousands of years, and I was like, oh my goodness, why aren't we being told that story? And I have questions on a lot of things, but it really started me to see how things are worked. Control, manipulation. Some people say, oh, this is a conspiracy theory. Nah, that's not that. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't like using that term. The CIA created that to create the pinpoint to people to just make it seem like they're crazy. It's the same thing like you hear with like vaccines versus if I say anything about a vaccine that I may not like, or I challenge the science, or if I whatever side I'm on, if I'm on pro or anti, there's a label put on that now, right? Oh, you're an anti-vaxxer. No, but the people will push that, right? And it creates separation, and you don't really have a chance to sit and understand and talk a little more in depth about these kind of concepts. So it's the same thing here. Labels are just egos to create division. At the end of the day, the essence of this all is really to help you rise. But my second time was in 2013, and I shared this in my book, Rediscover Your Greatness, where I talk about how it was a spiritual awakening in a way that I can never experience before. And I've talked about this before on the podcast from time to time, but it had me see life of what this life really is and to understand why we come here as a soul. Why do we go through this journey? And it's not your first one. There's multiple. I don't say reincarnation because that doesn't happen either. Now, some people who are hearing me say that say, no, 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 wait a minute. Understand that everything's happening all at the same time. So there's no really time. Your past, present, and future in the spiritual realms is all happening. All the different lifetimes that are all happening at the same moment. So it's not like there's a stage where I'm here, and then this is my only time, and then all of a sudden, when I transcend back to my essence of who I am, pure consciousness, you know, the godlike that we have within us, then all of a sudden, then I go to another one, and then I reincarnate. Or I incarnate, I should say, not reincarnate. There's all this, but it was an awakening. But the point I'm trying to bring up, it's scary. It was scary. I remember in 2013, I read through like 30 books over a summer on spiritual truth. And I wasn't in the right mindset. I was downloading information that probably I should have waited on. I just had so much fear. And I thought there was an end to our soul. Not life. I knew there was a passing on life. I knew life was very blissful. But I studied the afterlife for actually 3 years in total. So the fear is hopefully, when I'm sharing all this for you, is just to really inspire that. If you feel that, if you're that person who's having an awakening moment, or you're starting to challenge the status quo, or you're starting to see things differently, because a lot of people are not buying narratives anymore, which is great. This means we're challenging things. You have to challenge, no matter what, especially if it doesn't make sense. Then that's where you may find information or answers that you thought was one thing and it's not. And I feel like in the next 60 to 90 days is when we're going to start to see more of that. And worlds, your inner worlds, the constructs, the ego, all these different things are going to break down. Or they may. You get to make that choice. I really believe humanity is at a red pill, blue pill state. I really believe we're at the point now where we choose the red pill and you find out the truth. And truth, I want to be clear on that. Truth is really an individual's experience. But what's going to, the constructs of what we created, this identity, the constructs that have been limiting us, the constructs that have been holding us down and not letting us experience the essence of who we are, red pill is going to break all that down. And it's going to be an emotional journey. Don't worry. I'm going to share some stuff that you can do. I promise. Or you go back to the blue pill and go back to your normal life. And you deal with the struggles and how life is a challenge. And, you know, you have to grind and work hard to become successful. And it's for the lucky few that make it to that level. If they do the right work and so forth. And all those different things. Does not matter. There's no judgment here. There's no judgment on any of this. It's your choice and your journey where you feel compelled to go. And that's where I want to really emphasize. It's what you feel compelled. Stop listening to myself. Stop listening to others. What feels right to you? Okay? Deep down. Not your confirmation bias. I'm going to do a whole podcast on that. But it's what feels right to you. What feels good. Follow that. Right? Because there's so much that's going to happen. And I'm talking mind from what my gut's doing. Again, this is my gut telling me. This is not something I've read. I've been feeling like since the summer, this year was going to be a lot of shifts, you know, and it's leading up to that. 2025 adds to a number 9. You look at that 9 usually means in numerology, it's an end to something. You know, I remember reading that the Mayan calendar, they had the years off. So we had the years off, right? So 2012, right, was the shift that was going to happen, end of time. Some people say actually it's 2025 because we were off by a few years. 13 years to be exact. Some people say, well, how do you know that? It's just things I've read. Now, do I take it as truth? No, but I find it interesting because in 2012, the energy wasn't like this. 25, the energy is like that. And a lot of people are feeling that. I feel it. And it's that you don't have to trust. You don't have to believe anything I'm saying. There's something called the Schumann resonance, and it's the energy of the earth in a sense. And when it's really spiking and shifting, there's a lot of shift and charge in the air. And that could create, that's storm related, but it also affects humans. And I got started following this last year. And I was like, I don't really buy it per se. It's like Mercury retrograde. Everyone's like, oh, we're Mercury retrograding. Well, it happens 5 times a year. So I was like, I don't know if I buy that. Because if you're really centered, if you're really calm, those things don't usually affect you. But Schumann resonance, what I was doing, just so my mind wouldn't buy into it and start to create a placebo effect, is I would see how I felt. And anytime I felt I'm talking to patients and they're just feeling wired, they're feeling anxious, right? And I see it in a good percentage of my patients. I'd make a note. And then 3 days later, I go back and I go look at the Schumann resonance and see what was going on. and it was off the charts. And I sat there and I'm going, okay, that's only one time. 5 times. Okay, it's only 5 times. 10 times. Okay, it's only 10 times. 20 times consistently. I said, there's something to this. And so what I started to do then was starting to monitor it, because I'm like, okay, if it's going to spike and it's going to go off the charts, I need to center more. And I started sharing this with my clients, and they appreciated it because they too felt the same thing. I said, hey, you may feel more exhausted. If you feel exhausted, do this, this, and this, and just let your body just chill. A lot of stuff's affecting that nervous system. You want to go ahead and let it just chill and relax. And people were noticing that. So it's a huge shift. So a lot of changes are happening here. And so this whole episode is not about creating fear. It's a beautiful experience. I was sharing this with a friend who's going through it. And I said, listen, I've been there. I understand. I can promise you on the other side, it's so freeing. It is so freeing to know that you can't be pulled anymore. It's to evolve to another level, to where you can't be affected. And you can stay more centered, and you can be more happy and more joyful and more blissful and create more and be focused on more of what you enjoy. And that happens more for you. And it becomes this beautiful process. Who doesn't want that? We have to go to the dark to get to the light. Unfortunately, it's just the way it was created in this world realm. I think there's going to come a time that we don't have to do that anymore. I believe that the rules or the rules of life are going to shift. And in the new rule, you can just focus on your light and you don't have to go through the dark. I really believe that. I really, really believe that. So my second book, Walk in the Dark, that's what I talked about. You have to go through the dark. When we go through dark moments, it heats us up so we can mold and shift and change. A caterpillar, do you think a caterpillar going to a butterfly, becoming a butterfly is a beautiful process? Like it sits there and it basically has to put itself in this thing and go through all these changes. Probably not the most blissful, and probably feels like death in some way, but it's a rebirth into other things. It's the same thing like a kid, baby coming out of the mom's womb, going through the vaginal canal, natural birth, and they're in this blissful, beautiful state. If you ever understand this life and the afterlife, just really focus on birth, right? A baby's in a womb. It's warm. It's beautiful. You got this little bup in the background. It's calming. You got this white noise like feet sound. And just keeps you in this beautiful state. You can't see anything. Can't see a thing. Every once in a while, you may see some light and so forth, but you can't see much. But it's the life you only know. And there's a process that you go through. A lot of pressure. You're going to have to mold and turn and twist, right? A lot of compression. You're going to feel like your head is going to get compressed and explode in some way, get squished in some ways. But yet the baby trusts the process because instinctually there's something guiding it, instincts, that allow it. There's reflexes designed to help baby get through the birth canal. It's a beautiful process. And they come out, and then there's this whole other new life that's more blissful than what they ever thought. And then they see the voice that they've been hearing, the other voices they've been hearing. They feel mom's energy, and they know that's home, right? And there's this whole process to that. And I'm not doing a great job. I've heard it before, someone explained it, and I was like, wow, that really is death to the afterlife. Holy cow. But the point I'm trying to bring up, though, is it, even through that beautiful experience, baby has to go through a lot of stress. I know the after effects. I'm a pediatric chiropractor. I see the after effects of what we have to do from a neurological perspective. And so this is the kind of process we'll see. But at the end, you know, no matter what, we have to go through the dark to get to the light, at least for now. And so what can we do? If you're experiencing that, what can you do in general anytime your vibe's off? Real simple. There's a few things. I'm going to give you the most simplest things. These are the most profound. Now, you can do many other things. One, find a chiropractor. Helps you adapt to anything that shows up. That's what I love about chiropractic. It helps you adapt to anything that shows up. And if your body can't, then if your chiropractor is really good, they have other tools that can help you with to guide you in that process. Okay? Now, I'm not saying this just because I'm a chiropractor. Chiropractic saved my life in many ways. And it's one of those things where it just helps me adapt to all the stresses that I deal with in life. And, but that's the first. Now, the second thing is, now there's more simple stuff. Get out in sunlight every single day. When you wake up, if the sun's out, go out there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes to 15 is beautiful. And just let the sun hit you, you know, let it hit your eyes. It's just very powerful. It helps us. It connects us. It's very good. Take your feet barefoot, ground, really, really powerful. If you don't have a lot of time, get in the sunlight. But if you have a tree, put your feet on the roots and put your hands on the trunk and just stand there for a couple minutes. And it'll help ground your energy, okay? That helps center you. So anytime we're going through turbulent feelings, you know, you have a lot of turbulence going on the inside, you can go ahead and do this. Trees are amazing at grounding. Hippies had it right. We have the science on the back of all these things up. So it's not like what I'm sharing is not scientific. It is. They've looked at it. Even hugging a tree is phenomenal for 45 seconds, 40, 50 seconds roughly. So these are things that you can do. Now, there's other things too. The breath is what recenters your energy and how it's going to flow. If you take in some nice deep breaths, all you have to do is just breathe in. You can do like what's called like whistle breathing. This is going to help you not only build up your respiratory muscles. You can do this through a straw if you want to. There's things you can get like on Amazon that are like, it can measure and it has resistance to it. So you have to really work it. And it helps you build up your respiratory muscles so you can take deeper and deeper breaths. So you can hyperoxygenate the body, which helps you ground more, X, Y, Z, all these things. But just taking nice deep breaths. You can deep breathe in for 5 seconds, 1 second hold, breathe out through your nose. So it's like this. And you just go through that process. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's going to help just center your energy. We're not trying to fix anything. Too many times we think, oh, I'm going to do this because I'm imbalanced. So it's going to get me balanced. You're going to block what can happen. The whole purpose of this is just to center you. I always say, and I shared this in the course, anytime you create space is when you can really heal in anything in life. You just have to create more space in between whatever it is that's bothering you and from that aspect. And when you do that, that is going to allow you to heal and thrive and do more with your life. So that being said, those are the few simple things that you can do to help you calibrate, to help you handle all the crazy stuff that's going on right now. I don't know what the next 60 to 90 days are going to bring. And I can be wrong. I'm sharing this. I'm putting this out there. And I could be 100% wrong. But you know what, though? I'd rather have the tools and mentally prepare just in case. I am sitting back and just focusing on my vision. I'm focusing on what I'm trying to create for myself and my family, spending time with my family, and just being centered as I can with my family. And that's all I'm focusing on. So that's what I got for you guys. If you like this stuff, if you're struggling with this and you need a tool, my 10-week course, Unlock Your Greatness, goes into so much depth. It talks about the rabbit hole, the monkey mind, and how what we did to it, how we created a crazy mind that we just constantly won't be quiet, why it does that, and then our heart, how we don't handle our heart. We weren't trained to handle our heart the right way. We weren't taught and conditioned to handle our heart and what it does and how beautiful our heart is and the purpose behind it, why it's there, and then how to then from there take on the next level, which is your greatness. Because once we can surrender all the stuff, now we can step into our reality. And this is the stuff I teach all my clients. And I put it in a 10-week course for you to really dive in. There's a great discount we offer for anyone who listens to the Mindful Experiment. You can go ahead and check that out in the show notes for more information, what the course is on, what it goes through, and all that good stuff. I want to thank you for tuning in. If you haven't already, subscribe. If you really thought this was impactful or you thought it was interesting, share it with someone. Go ahead and text somebody right now. Send the link over and share this with them so that they can go ahead and get some of this information also. I want to thank you as always. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.